With 10 years under his belt and 3 years of playing in Chan Gailey's system, the Jets feel comfortable that Ryan Fitzpatrick is under center.
Yeah, you know, we're very fortunate that Fitz has had experience with Chan's offense. You know, we were fortunate back in the spring, you know, when we could bounce things off of him. And now that he is in there, you know, we still got a lot of learning to do for each other. But at least we know that he's got a great grasp of it.
It's not only 3 years of experience in this offense. It's, you know, just the amount of times I've been out there, whether it's in practice or starting a game, and just being able to rely on that. And, you know, I touched on this the other day, the amount of vets in that huddle and the guys that have been there and played in a lot of games, that helps too.
Experience is always key, especially with that position. Fitz has been doing a good job, step right in. And, you know, he's been in that before, so he kind of knows, I guess, the little details that kind of come with time and practice. He's just always a step ahead, which is a good thing. He's kind of like Nick Mangold. He's just always a step ahead of us.
He's seen it all. I mean, he's been in the league for a long time. He knows where to go with the ball when he sees blitzes or cover one. He doesn't let him ride him, which is a huge plus. And I think everybody likes what they see with him.
After a few chippy moments during practice today, head coach Todd Bowles made his team run gassers. Coach's message was clear: be smart and protect your teammates.
Arguments was fine. You just want to make sure nobody cheap shots nobody, you know. Half of them don't want to throw a punch, the other half don't want to get hit. So, you know, the talking and everything is fine, you know. It's training camp, you know. It was a good spirit of practice.
Yeah, it's that grind time. Two practices after a game. Guys are still kind of beat up, but, I mean, I think we practiced pretty good, you know, from an offensive standpoint and from a defensive standpoint. I think it was pretty good practice. This is a part of the game. You know, guys are out there barking, you know, so you want competitive guys. You want, you know, guys that don't back down from nothing. So,
yeah, you know, that happens. And unfortunately, you know, I think we let it get a little too chippy. And Coach Bowles reminded us of that by having us run a little bit. It's clear that, that doesn't get anything done. You know, we can have physical practice within the limits, but there's no reason for that.